Well, the Reserve Bank and most economists say the outlook for the Australian economy remains highly uncertain. CEOs will doubtless be quaking. Indeed, we are hearing that some of Australia's top corporate leaders are seeking counselling to deal with the uncertainty and the anxiety it creates. Our business reporter David Taylor.
Businessman Jeff Cousins says he felt physically ill when making big decisions as CEO of Optus.
I don't mind admitting I used to get into bed at night and with a lot of fear in my belly because I felt if I got it wrong, I'd let all those people down.
Psychologist Jodie Lowinger helps her patients manage anxiety. In recent weeks, following a spike in coronavirus infection rates, more industry CEOs are sitting on her clinic couch.
And so it's really about how to manage the fact that they don't necessarily know what's ahead of them, which can tip people into anxiety, stress, and burnout.
She's told PM that for bosses, addressing staff about the company's future when it's impossible to plan right now is causing the most stress.
What they've had to do is work to respond, to adapt, to change their work context, which means that people are working with an extra layer of intensity and stress to deal with what is being faced financially and practically. So it's that side as well.
Announcing redundancies is also keeping CEOs up at night.
Okay, so an example of an individual who I'm thinking of is somebody who is a really heart-driven leader, wanting to give the best, really high, hard-working, high-performing, and is experiencing stress and anxiety. So working with that individual to facilitate an empowered mindset within himself, and then how to deal with the very nature of what he's contending with. And that has been, in the case of this organization, some redundancies, but also redeployment.
So what is the best approach when addressing staff about a company's plans? Well, Dr. Lowinger says ideally, CEOs need to tell the truth, but also convey a sense they are in control.
We do want to be transparent and authentic and real about the challenges as well. So it's balancing the two in the messages that people are giving out to their organisations.
Sarah Kane is an associate professor with the University of Technology Business School. She agrees with Dr. Lowinger that corporate leaders need to deliver hard truths gently. But she says whatever a company boss tells their staff will depend entirely on the culture of the organisation.
But also that the workforce, workers, employees are likely to be the source of really good suggestions about how to do things differently and how to counter a crisis and how to recover and how to pivot in ways that senior management doesn't necessarily see.
Jeff Cousins has a slightly different view.
You can exclude things so long as you aren't distorting the truth. What you've got to enunciate is the principles by which you are going to form your strategy.
But Sarah Kane says in an age where all available information finds its way to staff sooner or later, being upfront about everything at the start is crucial.
Look, I think that's very telling about an individual management style and an individual leadership style. There's something quite paternalistic about it, and things change very rapidly in this environment. And so something that an organisation thinks is secret or might not be known by employees now might be known in a day or so or a week. So I think it's a dangerous line to tread.
Associate Professor Sarah Kane from the University of Technology, Sydney. David Taylor with that report.